Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The president and congressional leaders meeting this afternoon at the White House, hoping to jumpstart a bipartisan deal on a sweeping spending package that includes border funding and foreign aid, with just days left until a partial government shutdown. ABC's Jay O'Brien says they have a long way to go.
There's been tension between the White House and particularly between House Republicans. There's been this ongoing perception that the White House has kind of drawn this line and in a sense said to House Republicans, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Has been their message to House Republicans somewhat consistently. And so if everybody can get on the same page, it's something that remains to be seen.
In New York, former President Trump back in court for the second day of the defamation trial against him. Writer E. Jean Carroll testifying, saying Trump defamed her again after another jury found him liable for sexually assaulting her in the 1990s. Americans spent more in December than the month before. Retail sales rose 0.6% last month. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Democratic law firm in Washington, D.C. is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional map. The Elias Law Group says the court's landmark ruling on the Wisconsin legislature's map last month calls into question Wisconsin's U.S. House districts. Governor Evers says Republican senators were wrong to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner yesterday. Senator Brad Paff was himself fired as acting Agriculture Secretary. He says Republicans are playing politics with the governor's appointments.
Rigid partisan ideology accomplishes nothing for the people of this state. And quite frankly, it just demonstrates to them that the government is broken and it does not work.
Republicans point out they've confirmed more than 480 of Evers' appointees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of it.